Speaking of weird time signatures, now I know I've said this trick before on probably the Roger days when the group was there, but a little trick that I love with time signatures and tempo is, well, for those who are editing stuff that isn't music, that's, time-based stuff, setting your BPM and your time signature such that your page up and page down and control page up and page down do more sensible things. So, for example, 60 beats per minute with a time signature of 60 over 4 obviously means that there's 60 beats in a minute and 60 beats in a bar. So your page up and page down will move you by a minute, and your control page up and page down will move you by a second, neatly. And I actually have mine set to 30 beats per minute with 30 over 4 as the time signature. So page up and page down still takes you a nice even minute, but the control page up and page down will do 2 seconds because your 60 second minute is broken up into 30 beats rather than 60 beats. So yeah, 15 with 15 over 4 will obviously give you 4 second movements of 30 over of control page up and page down. Or of course you can then play with the ratio between the first number of your time signature and the beats per minute. So time signature of 60 with a BPM of 30 over 4 will give you 30 second page up and page down, I think, or 2 minutes. I might have that around the wrong way. Anyway, you get the idea. It's fun. It's fun. It's useful if you aren't editing MIDI. If you aren't editing music. Anyway, I think.